This is David Noble, a charter teacher in Fife, with a short boo about a collaborative group that I've set up to help implement Curriculum for Excellence in my small residential school. We have been working with a lot of agencies, social sector organisations, public sector bodies over the past few years, in areas such as drug education, housing, general health. We have a regular drop-in with NHS Fife. And we've grown into working with other local community groups around eco-schools and horticulture, and looking to link in with such groups as well as possibly local colleges to take forward our plans for skills for work and employability for our older pupils. So now that the new curriculum is here, we thought we would try and pull together all the expertise and energy that's out there from other groups to enhance the life chances of the young people that we work with. So the first step was back in June when we were having our yet another CFE development day, and we decided to take some of the ideas from Cardinal Newman School in Bells Hill with regard to the way that they were running their CFE sessions, and we used the large gym hall at the school. We got all the posters up on the wall. We had a kind of cafe style set up. And we invited everybody that we work with, from the kitchen staff to the maintenance team, house parents in our residential units, and all these what we now call our partner organisations, some of which I mentioned a moment ago. That was a very successful day, and we thought that we would try and build some kind of more formal relationship and more formal support for each other as we all feel our way through the experiences and outcomes. So what I've done is set up a group called the Curriculum Partnership Hub. The grand title, I think, Hub's a kind of in phrase at the moment. It kind of suggests pulling folk together and focusing on action and actually getting things done and changing things. And the first meeting took place today. So what I did was got a little bit of a very, very small budget. Went on to Moonpig and designed some, worked with a couple of people to design a fairly snazzy card, which we then sent out to all of the agencies, plus a few speculative ones to other community groups. And what we found, or as I found in my research as well, is that really there has to be some kind of face-to-face contact before and during professional relationships. And we found that the groups that turned up were ones that we had a relationship with already, or we were starting to get in contact with, and it was the perfect time to meet together to take forward plans for new experiences for our young people. We managed to have six different organisations represented at the meeting, which took place at the school, and started off with a brief tour of the school. Spoke about my vision for the Partnership Hub, which was kind of threefold. It was to, or it is in the long term, to keep everybody up to speed with Curriculum for Excellence, because many of these people will need to amend their programmes of study and the opportunities that they offer young people, and need to use a new language and the new way of planning experiences for young people. But we're offering a free update and three times a year, which I think will be enough. And we managed to speak about the assessment side of things, although I think that really will remain very much the domain of the classroom teachers. And that's a real challenge for classroom teachers when you're working at gathering evidence and showing progression amongst maybe community activities. What we were also offering was a chance to share the training opportunities that are arising within the school, so we could offer them training on the latest drugs information and on internet safety. So some of the members of the hub will sign up for that free training, and hopefully they'll open up their diaries and we'll be able to see if we can tap into some of their training as well. And finally, it's all about enhancing teaching and learning. So it was a chance to sit down and plan ahead for the coming year, focusing initially on health and well-being.